Welcome to episode 12 of ZTGD Podcast Radio. This week, we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day games that you can play with your sweetheart, the upcoming games of spring, as well as achievement rewards. What can you get for being a gamer score whore? So sit back, relax, and enjoy episode 12 of ZTGD Podcast Radio. Podcast Radio here for Thursday, February 8th, and it is a beautiful, glorious morning. I got the con out of bed early, and we're rolling good.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, Space Age Technology is what we're using. NASA ain't even got this shit.
Exactly.
It's called Windows Vista.
Yeah, Vista.
I just recently installed it on my hardware, and I'm chugging.
You're chugging?
I'm chugging.
Chugging along.
All right, we're gonna do a little fast cast here, as we like to call it, or as GambusCon would like to refer to it as a quickie.
A quickie, yes.
This is gonna be a quickie. So, basically, we're gonna hop right into what's fondling your console real quick, just to get a little overview of what each of us have been playing this week. Then we're gonna hop into the news. We got a couple segments to do on the games of spring, and then into our top 10 list of the top 10 Valentine's Day games to play with your sweetheart.
So, excellent.
We got a little bit of stuff to cover here, so we'll start off with Mr. Khan. What have you been? What's been fondling you this week?
What's been fondling my systems? Okay, Elite Beat Agents. I'm still playing that. I passed the Jamiroquai Canned Heat song. For anybody who's seen Napoleon Dynamite at the end of the movie,
he's dancing in the boots.
Yeah, he's dancing. It's a pretty tough song in the game, and I'm quite proud of myself that I passed it.
You were elite.
I was elite, exactly.
He was an elite beat agent, bitches.
Yeah. And I've also been playing Artornelico,
the Nipponichi RPG.
Yes.
That he will be reviewing on our website.
Yes. It's pretty crazy. It's got all the cliches that you can even think of in anime and in your typical Japanese RPG. And
that's why you love it.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm gonna have to spend more time with it. It's pretty cool. It's definitely got some aspects in it that are a little bit different though. And I'll go more into detail on that once
he does his full review.
Exactly.
That's right.
And I have also I have dabbled in. Wow.
He's dabbled in the crack.
Yes, the war crack. The World of Warcrack, exactly. And, I've played probably about several hours into the game. I know I'm not really, into the game where it really opens up, because I heard that...
It opens up and swallows your soul.
Yeah, I heard that the game really opens up when you're, like, in your mid-teens, like around 15, 16 level, is when the game really starts opening up, and I'm a level 7. And I have to say it's a good game, but I don't know, man. I find some of the worlds of I guess Asian RPGs more compelling. I guess
you're just a JRPG whore.
Yeah, exactly. But so it's a good game.
You don't think it's going to overwhelm your console playing time?
No, I bought a 60-day card and. I think that'll probably be the last card I buy.
Mm. So the Xbox Live is not going to interfere with that?
No.
Okay, because you need to be on there. Tonight, brother!
Tonight!
Tonight! Well, I haven't dabbled in the crack, nor will I ever dabble in the crack. But this week has been a slow week for me. I've been basically toying around with arcade games all weekend. It's Root Beer Tapper, which I got yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I love me some Root Beer Tapper. It's old school. Played a little Dig Dug, a little new Rally X, and I even picked back up some Novadrome, which I still thoroughly suck at, but, you know.
How's Rally X?
Rally X is Rally X. It's Pac-Man with a car, I guess, is what you'd call it. You run around a map and grab some stuff until the other colored cars eat you or crash you.
Oh, okay. Do they enhance the graphics any?
Not really. You know, it's still basically the same thing.
Oh.
But it's all about achievements. So
yes.
I have 11 of 12, only one more to go.
Sweet.
And I will be complete with that game. And two demos I checked out this week, the Def Jam Icon demo this morning. If you like gangster fighting games, that's all for you. Throwing people into car washes. Good times. And the NBA Street Home Court, it's an EA demo week. And NBA Street Home Court is actually really fun. It's a lot like the old NBA Jams.
Excellent. So, excellent game from the past.
Yes. And, oh, also, I almost forgot one. I got Fusion Frenzy 2, and I've been playing that a little bit. And I guess if you like the first one, all 12 of you that bought it, you'll like the second one. Because it's basically the same game with a goofy Japanese game show theme and online multiplayer.
Oh, okay.
Not much else. I expected a little more from Hudson, the guys who make Mario Party.
Yeah.
I expect a little more from them, but it's still a lot of the same games. Some of them are fun. Some of them are really kind of stupid. So, you know, I should be posting a review of that either today or tomorrow.
So, are we talking about the same Hudson that was responsible for Adventure Island back in the NES days?
The old Japanese Hudson. Yeah, them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somehow they got into doing Fusion Frenzy 2, and it looks like they phoned it in. Because it's not much different than the first one.
Hmm.
But anyway, with that out of the way, we're going to seg right into the news segment, so enjoy this little ditty of music as we jump right into the news. Go ahead and make a few little adjustments there, and the music's playing nice and dandy.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to jump right into the news. We're going to fly right through this, and hopefully Gambus Khan won't give you any more sexual breathing on his microphone there, because it's kind of turning the audience on. Anyway, moving in. Xbox 360 news. Once again, the Zephyr makes an appearance in an Australian store. According to the internet, which is always true.
Oh, yeah.
The Microsoft representative talked to someone in Australia at a store. I don't remember the name. I should have wrote it down. That there's a black system coming with 120 gig hard drive and HDMI port.
Excellent.
Running for $749 Australian.
Oh.
Which is, it's not as much as it sounds. It's Australian.
Oh, okay.
They have crazy money. Anyway, we'll see if that pans out. Next up, GamePro went on record with their newest feature saying that the 360 had the weakest exclusive games. And I really don't understand this, and the only reason I mention it is because did they forget things like Mass Effect, Bioshock, Splinter Cell Conviction, Halo 3, Gears of War 2, Halo Wars? I mean, seriously.
It keeps on going on and on.
What happened? Why is that weak? I don't get that. You know, as opposed to what? Mario Party 8 and Super Paper Mario?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I understand Smash Brothers. I understand Mario Galaxy. But when you compare two games to, like, six? Come on now.
Exactly.
Come on. You know.
It's like, oh, Mario Galaxy and Metroid Corruption.
And Smash Brothers.
And Smash Brothers. Those three games are definitely better than, like, a dozen or so games are on this almost on the same caliber. I'm not awake. I'm asleep. I'm half asleep. So I'm just. Yeah, that's cool.
But anyway, that seems a little crazy there that they would say that, especially considering the PS3 might not even see Metal Gear this year. So you know, I think there's a little bias there.
Oh, yeah, I think there is most definitely some bias there.
But I find it funny. Anyway, moving on, flashing through, NBA Home Court, NBA Street Home Court, which I referred to earlier, will be the official first full HD Xbox 360 game. It will be presented in full 1080p, and that segs right into the next piece of news, because Sega released a press release announcement yesterday claiming Virtua Tennis 3 would be the first full HD Xbox 360 game. But Street Home Court is actually launching in 2 weeks, so it will be out first. It will be the first one, but this also means Virtua Tennis 3 will be 1080p. And here's the slap in the nuts for PlayStation 3 owners.
Here's the slap.
Sega has announced that the online functions will only be available on Xbox 360. No online for PlayStation owners.
Oh.
Which is another sign that Sony's network is just not up to snuff yet. So, anyways, it's unfortunate because Virtua Tennis Online, that's going to be some fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Next on the list, if you didn't download it yet, get on your 360 Marketplace and download the Def Jam Icon demo. It is good times, it weighs in at about 386 megs, and you will have fun beating people up. The game launches in March, so this is a nice taste of it long before it hits retail shelves. Next up, according to the newest official Xbox magazine, there is a new Rainbow Six Vegas map pack coming. This will feature 2 brand new online modes and 10 brand new maps. Price has yet to be announced, but we expect it to range somewhere between 800 and 1200 points.
Gotta love those microtransactions.
Yeah, but for 10 maps, you can't really beat that.
No.
Anyway, moving on. If you have a 360, you obviously know of the loud sounds it loves to make while you're playing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, according to some retailers, there is a new DVD drive made by BenQ, a hardware DVD drive manufacturer that is actually super quiet.
Oh.
So it's showing up in the newest versions of Xbox 360s hitting retailers now. So if you haven't bought one yet, now's the time to pick one up. And hell, I'm considering buying another one now just so I can keep the quietness down, because it's loud.
It's very loud.
All right, next up, Bill Gates actually went on record to state that Viva Pinata is for girls. Well, I guess I should try to remove that from my gamer card then.
Yeah, perhaps.
But
it's right up there with Barbie
Horse Adventures,
yeah.
And the Mary-Kate and Ashley games.
Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah.
times, real games for real girls.
Yeah, for real girls.
I guess I'm going to pull out my high heels and jellies.
Oh, my gold.
All right, on to the last and biggest piece of Xbox 360 news, the Achievement Points Reward Program. Finally, you get something in return for those useless gamer points that you've been, stacking up. There are 3 tiers, and you will be able to sign up on February 12th on xbox.com/rewards, I believe. And basically what you'll be able to do is Old Spice, Old Spice, is sponsoring the first tournament. There are 3 tiers, level 1, level 2, level 3. Level 1 is between 0 and 4,999 gamer points annually. Level 2 is 5,000 and 9,999 gamer points annually. And level 3, which I fall into, sadly enough, over 10,000 gamer points annually. The first contest will be held from February 12th to April, I believe it's April. You'll be able to divvy up your gamer points, and you'll be able to win 3 separate prize packs. The first prize pack is Xbox Live Arcade game Contra. Nice. An Xbox Old Spice reward gamer picture. You can have an Old Spice gamer picture, and you will be upgraded to Xbox Rewards level 2. At level 2, you will get Contra, the gamer picture, and 100 Microsoft points.
Excellent.
Not bad. And at level 3, which I will probably fall into because I'm a sad, sad little man, is you will get Contra, the gamer picture, 200 Microsoft points, a t-shirt, and a copy of Fusion Frenzy 2. So,
whoa.
Not bad at all. A free $50 game, a free arcade game, some points, a gamer picture, and a t-shirt.
An Old Spice t-shirt, that is. So you'll be walking around with a t-shirt that says Old Spice.
I'm an Old Spice gamer.
Yeah, whenever I hear Old Spice, it always reminds me of the movie E.T.
Okay, I have no idea why that references each other.
Where the main
Elliot.
Elliot. He's looking through his like dad's clothing. And then his older brother's like, "This is dad's clothes," and he smells the shirt and he's like, "Old Spice." So for some reason, that always reminds me of that scene.
It always reminds me of the Bruce Campbell commercial about experience. If you don't have it, you don't need it. If you don't need it, you don't have it. And if you ain't got it, you full of shit. But anyway. Moving on, Marketplace update. This is kind of, we need like a little news. But moving on, Marketplace update. We're going to give you the rundown of everything that was released on Marketplace over the past week since our last podcast. This is also a new feature that we're going to try to work in.
Excellent.
The first thing is the new arcade game this week is Root Beer Tapper at 400 points. Additional features include online, multiplayer, co-op, and adversarial, as well as some upgraded visuals but still the same old sound effects.
Cool.
Good times. As far as videos go, there are two new trailers up, MLB 2K7 and Fusion Frenzy 2. Themes and gamer pictures, a couple good ones this week. Small Arms, both themes and gamer pictures. The themes will run you 150 points. The picture packs will run you 100. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, 6 collection of picture packs, of which I already bought one.
Sweet.
At 100 points apiece, each picture pack contains, I believe, 5 or 6 pictures. So, not too bad. Penny Arcade CTS theme for 150 points. And, for all those perverts out there, yeah, I'm looking at the con man, the Battle Stations Midway Pinup Girls theme, 150 points, number Woo-hoo! 3 in this collection. So you can get some Pinup Girls on your dashboard.
Oh, yeah.
And the only new downloadable content this week is Viva Pinata Accessory Pack 7 in celebration of Valentine's Day. I believe there's a couple little Valentine's Day pieces in there.
Aww.
It is 90 points, and you can download that and dress up your pinatas for Valentine's Day.
How sweet.
It is.
And you know, it's a girl's game.
It is a girl's game, so
they have to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Of course, and with some heart candy earrings or something, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving on, we go to PS3 news, which, once again, is a slow, slow week. Tekken Dark Resurrection will be released later this month. You can check out the newest screenshots on our website at ztgamedomain.com. We posted up, I believe, 8 new screenshots of the game, and it is looking fantastic in 1080p.
Yes, it looks about as good as Virtual Fighter 5 and about as good as Dead or Alive 4.
I think I can sense the sarcasm coming off your breath, because it doesn't look that good.
Well,
but it is only $16.99, I believe, is the price that they're going to put on it, and it weighs in at, I think, 700 megs, so I don't know. I'll have to see it.
Should be pretty good.
I hope there's a demo.
If you're into Tekken, which I dabble into it every once in a great while, it should be pretty fun.
I hope so. I hope there's a demo so I can at least look at it on my TV before I decide if I want to drop $20 on it. Anyway, moving on. PS3, more disappointment coming in this week as EA has announced that they are very disappointed with the PS3 tie-ins of their software as compared to Xbox 360's launch last year.
Oh.
So they're not happy with their tie-in sales. They said it ramped up a little bit in January when people started spending their gift cards and all that good stuff, but overall they're still not happy with PS3 sales. And the final piece of 3SP news, see that? I'm stupid. But the final piece of PS3 news this week is Sony crowns Blu-ray winner already.
Already?
Yes, arrogance flows. But apparently it's outselling Blu-ray 2-1 still, and it sold really well in January, so... Right now it is winning, but saying that it's already won when nobody's really accepted either format is kind of arrogant.
It is.
But I thought it was arrogant. Funny. And that's all for PS3 news, so we move on to Nintendo, the camp that Mario created. This week, Mark Rain from Epic Games has went on record stating that the Unreal 3 engine will never be released on Wii.
I wonder why,
but we have got confirmation from Gearbox Software, who is doing the Brothers in Arms games, that they are porting it to the Wii, which does use Unreal 3 technology. So I'll be very interested to see how that turns out.
They might have to build it from the ground up.
Yeah, they might, which I don't really know why you would do that, because the Brothers in Arms game is a big seller on Xbox.
Yeah.
It's not a big seller on PlayStation. And it's never been on a Nintendo console that I can remember, so...
I'm wondering if they're going to use the Mario Sunshine engine.
Well, yeah, because that's always good for World War II games.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and the last piece of Wii news is the Virtual Console Weekly Update.
Weekly.
This week, on Monday, you were able to download Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo for 800 points, Vigilante for the TurboGrafx-16 for 600 points, and Gain Ground for the Genesis for 800 points. So, once again, Nintendo teases with a great game and shoves two pieces of shit up your ass.
Well, you know, they said eventually you'll be able to download all the games.
Well, if they keep releasing them one a week, it's going to take 12 years for them to all come out, and the Wii will be dead by then.
Well, yeah, but I remember playing Vigilante on the TurboGrafx-16. It was pretty good, I guess.
You guess?
It wasn't as good as Double Dragon.
Yeah,
but
we'll stay away from that. TurboGrafx-16 games need to stop, because after Bonk, I was done. Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm
no love for the TurboGrafx.
I'm demon. Anyway, the final bit of news we have is multiple system news. We have a couple pieces here. MLB 2K7 demo, rumored to be soon. Should make all the baseball fans happy. Ed Boon went on record this week to say that Gears of War has actually inspired Mortal Kombat 8. So he is going to use the Unreal 3 engine for Mortal Kombat 8 for next generation consoles.
And he'll probably include a chainsaw.
Fatality?
Yeah.
Chainsaw fatality? Yeah. Well, all I know is if you put the graphics of Gears of War with the Mortal Kombat gameplay, I get an erection. I'm sorry. You know, but you know, we won't see it for 2 years. Maybe we'll see some screenshots by the end of this year, but right now it's going to be 2 years before we see this game. But
yeah.
Just dreaming about it makes me a happy camper. All right, next up on the list, THQ has confirmed a new Red Faction. No systems announced, but I figured I would mention this because I'm a huge Red Faction fan, and I'm really ready for the series to go online.
Yes, and next gen.
Next gen, definitely. Could you imagine Geomod being able to blow holes in walls like Red Faction you could with next generation technology?
That'd be incredible.
That'd be some fun times. All right, next piece, the Half-Life Black and Orange boxes, which will include Half-Life Episode 1, Half-Life Episode 2, Team Fortress, Half-Life 2, you know, every Half-Life game ever released, coming to consoles this fall in black and orange boxes, and it will hit PS3 and Xbox 360 sometime this winter.
So they're going to be in black and orange boxes.
I'm guessing that's the, like, code name for the two games, like, the collections.
Interesting. So is, like, the PS3 going to be, like, in a black box and the 360 in an orange box?
Yeah, that's the two. Orange is 360 and black is PS3. As far as I know, this could change, but the release dates were announced today for fall. And the last piece of news, and this one made me raise an eyebrow, like, well, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
Rockstar has announced Manhunt 2, as if the game needed a sequel. But the systems are going to blow your mind. It's coming to the PS2, it's coming to the PSP, and it's coming to the Wii?
Oh, jeez. Nintendo, when people say, oh, you should make your games more mature, this is not the way to do it. In my opinion, a game like Manhunt is a very immature game, you know, with a mature rating, because, you know...
I was not a big fan of the first game, but I can't imagine... And I think this is going to be a trend. A lot of games that come to PS2 will get ported to the Wii because the hardwares are very similar.
Yeah.
But can you imagine strangling somebody with a Wiimote? That's not exactly what I think Reggie Fils-Aimé had in mind. You know?
Exactly.
Could you see the videos now? Here, use this Wiimote. Strangle the fuck out of somebody. that just makes me laugh in so many aspects.
But you know, when we really think about it, you know, the nunchuck and the Wii, I mean...
Yeah, it's got a little rope between it.
Yeah, you could try to do the strangle motion. Yeah, you could teach our young Wii players to grow up to be criminals.
Criminal masterminds, right?
Yeah.
Here, the Wii Simulator Manhunt 2, so expect to be strangling people with plastic baggies sometime this fall. Alright, and that wraps up all of our news, and right now we're going to jump into the new releases before we take a break and come back with our main topic. But new releases this week across all platforms: Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007, Konami's latest entry into the Winning 11 series, which has been heralded as the greatest soccer game available currently on any console, releases this week for Xbox 360, PS2, PSP, and DS.
You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering when the game Sensible Soccer is going to be coming out.
It's coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Really?
Codemasters. Sometime this year.
You got to hand it to the Brits.
The Brits and their soccer.
Yes. Sensible Soccer.
Sensible Soccer.
Yeah.
Also this week, and this is a big one, Lunar Knights for the DS.
Oh, I got to pick that one up.
If you're not exactly sure what this is basically the third Boktai game from Metal Gear Solid creator Hideo Kojima. I'm sorry, Hideo Kojima. I got to pronounce that right.
Yes.
But this time there will be no forcing you to go outside, but definitely check it out because it's getting rave reviews from people who are getting to play it already.
Yes, it looks fantastic.
So that one's out this week. Also out this week for the lovable DS is Diddy Kong Racing. So if you enjoyed it on the 64, go check it out on the DS with full Wi-Fi compatibility. If you can remember your buddy's 16-digit friend code. Also, this week, PSP gets another new game, Capcom Puzzle World. You know, collection of puzzle games from the classics.
Good times.
Yeah, but more ports to the PSP.
Yeah.
And the PS2 is seeing the most releases this week, with Snowcross 2, a budget title, Snowcross Snowmobile Racing, $19.99 budget title. Artornelico Melody of Elimia, as if the first name wasn't hard enough to say, they add a subtitle that's just as confusing. But that's also due out this week. EA Sports MVP NCAA 07 Baseball is due out this week, if you're into college baseball, I guess. And if there wasn't enough of them already, another Romance of the Three Kingdoms is due out this week for the PS2.
Romance of the Three Kingdoms, part 27.
Yes, we needed another romance game because Koei hasn't milked the cash cow enough.
Exactly.
Not so, like there's a lot of people that buy it anyway.
Yeah, it's one of those acquired taste games.
You know, I like the first couple of them, but after that I'm like, you know what, this is the same fucking game I played. It's like Dynasty Warriors, you know?
Yeah.
Koei, get a new engine. Anyway, that pretty much wraps up our news and new releases, so we're going to take a quick break, get some beverages, kick back, and we'll be back with our main feature, which is the Games of Spring. So stay tuned, Mr. Khan, roll it out.
We call the Heartland, not very smart land. IQs are very low, but threat levels are high. They got a mandate, they don't want mandates. They got so many hates of people to despise. In the Dust Bowl, cerebral black hole, the average weight is well over 200 pounds. I hate to generalize, but have you seen the thighs? Most haven't seen their genitalia in a while. Brownies, red and yellow ones, come and join us on the coast. No longer spelt, they gotta punch through holes in the Bible Belt. They've blown out the fire under the melting pot. The red blood of America is starting to clot.
All right, and we're back for our main segment of the day.
And we're back.
We're back. So basically the topic of this week, I wanted to touch on this because you'll hear a lot of game journalists talk about this so-called winter spring drought where we have no games to play. And I find that very hilarious because, you know, I have shit piled up that I haven't played, plus Lost Planet's still sitting there. You know, I still have WarioWare, and so far January's been good to us.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about February, March, and April. I have pulled a list of games from February, March, and April that we will be playing across all three consoles. I didn't even include PS2, which just had Rogue Galaxy and has God of War coming in March. I didn't even pull that. PS2's got plenty right there between those two games to keep anybody occupied for 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
But let's run down the list of games for Xbox 360, Wii, and PS3, which are the new generation consoles that are going to be coming out between the months of February and April. We'll start with the 360, which in 2 weeks we'll see two new releases in Crackdown and NBA Street Home Court. With Crackdown having an exclusive access to the Halo 3 multiplayer beta, on top of being a great fucking game.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how can you call it a drought, you know, and you have a game like Crackdown coming out? With NBA Street Home Court followed, you know, on the same day, so you have two games right there. Also in February, we have Bullet Witch coming, which, you know, take it or leave it, it's an action game. It's a Japanese action game. It looks okay. We'll see. DDR Universe, which is the next DDR game for the Xbox 360.
And isn't that the first DDR game for the 360?
Yes, this is the first game for the 360. It will come with the pad, or you'll be able to buy it without, which I don't know why you'd buy it without, because it doesn't have a pad yet.
Yeah.
So, Samurai Warriors 2 Empires. We already talked about Koei. We don't want to talk about them anymore. Rapala Pro Fishing Trophies. Yeah, okay. MLB 2K7. The baseball game is coming out. Def Jam Icon. Excuse me. Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2, huge game coming out in March.
Yeah.
And that's exclusive to the 360 in March. It won't be out for the PS3 until summer. Armored Core 4.
Oh, yeah, I gotta get that game.
Some online, you know, mech battling with some trading of custom parts.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time
right
there.
You picked a good time to get on some Xbox Live with some Armored Core coming out.
Yeah.
Earth Defense Force 2017, which is like an old B-movie crazy action shooter from Japan, which looks really fun.
It looks really, really silly and fun at the same time.
Yeah, it's from the Simple 2000 series out of Japan, which used to be on PS2, but now they're doing the 360 line with Earth Defense Force and Onechinbara Vortex or whatever, the crazy girl in the cowboy hat.
The crazy girl in the cowboy hat. I want that game to come out.
I think it's due out in June.
Oh, really?
I think D3 is going to see how Earth Defense Force sells, which at $39.99, it should sell really well.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely pick that one up.
Yeah, I've already got it pre-ordered.
Ooh.
Moving on, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles by Ubisoft, which is due to arrive around the same time as the movie.
I'm actually interested in what Ubisoft is going to do with it, because Konami has had the rights to Ninja Turtles for a long time, and the first couple games that they've released were really good in the art.
Except for the slice and dice, slice and dice, slice and dice, slice and dice.
Well, I mean, I'm talking like back in the 80s.
I'm talking about the new ones that came out for Xbox and PS2.
Yeah, the thing is, the new ones is when they started going downhill. And, it's depressing because, they started off really good at the time, the arcade games. And then
the first four Turtles games in the arcade were the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I love those games, and I love the fact that in the new versions you could unlock them and play them. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, and I'm really interested in seeing what a new developer will bring to the table to the Ninja Turtle universe.
I hope it's good. I hope there's a demo, because I don't think I want to shell out the $60 for it. So
yeah.
I hope there's a demo that I can check it out, because if it's good, I'll buy it. Especially if it's got online co-op, I'm so there.
That'd be sweet.
Because that's where it needs to be. We talked about Virtua Tennis 3 earlier. That will be out in March. Also, another soccer game. Winning 11 came out this week, but we also have UEFA Championship 2007. And then in April, we have Guitar Hero 2 and Monster Madness. So if you're a 360 owner over the next 2 months, you have plenty.
Oh, yeah.
To keep you busy. I mean, on top of, a new live arcade game every week for the next 9 weeks at least, including games like Castlevania, Alien Hominid and Worms. I mean, you got some great stuff coming to the Xbox 360. So if you think you're in a drought now, you really need to stop gaming, because there is just too much shit right now to be playing, to be complaining about not having anything to play.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we move on to the Nintendo Wii, which, as most of all of us know that own the system, it has been pretty dormant, minus, Zelda. I mean, WarioWare was a nice fix, but, after Zelda, you're kind of left with, holding the bag. But it does have a nice lineup between now and April, with starting off with Sonic and the Secret Rings, which could revitalize the Sonic franchise.
Yeah.
So
be very interested in
that. We're very positive about this game, and we hope that it redeems what the crappy 360 and PS3 version did to the series.
Yeah.
And then SSX Blur, which is an exclusive title. The SSX series developed for the Nintendo Wii using the motion controls. Which, if they can bring back some of SSX Tricky's fun factor, I think it'll do really well.
Yeah, I'm pretty interested in seeing how they incorporate the motion and if it feels good. Reggie was talking about it's all about how it feels.
Yeah, I really want it to play well.
Yeah,
and if it does well, I might actually pick that up. I mean, I hadn't planned on picking up any Wii games in the next couple months, but Sonic and SSX are probably my two biggest maybes.
Yeah.
Also on the agenda, we have Mario Party 8, in case you needed another one. Is it 8 or 9? Fuck, I don't even know at this point.
I don't know. It's either 8 or 9.
But, as much shit as we give the Mario Party franchise, the ideas that you could do with the motion control really open it up to make it good again.
Yeah, you could say it revitalizes the series.
Yeah, I mean, you could take the minigame aspect, which is what the Wii is good for,
yeah,
and take it like what the microphone did with the last version that was on the Cube, and really change the way the game's played and make it fun again. But if they added online, I would be so happy. But it's not going to happen. Also due out is A Prince of Persia, which is basically the Two Thrones with motion control.
And you know what I heard through the grapevine?
The grapevine?
I heard that the Prince of Persia game is actually the PSP version.
Really?
on the Wii.
See, I keep... The graphics to me look a lot like the Two Thrones. And it looks like whatever version they're pulling from, it's going to be a copy and paste with motion control.
Yeah.
Which is becoming a cliche for the Wii. And it's not making me happy, because I'd rather see titles like SSX Blur or Sonic that are developed specifically for the Wii and not copy and paste with motion control added. Also on the Wii in the months of March is Tiger Woods 07, in case you missed it on other consoles. And in case you don't like Wii Golf, or I'm sorry, yeah, Wii Golf. No, Wii Sports Golf. I don't know. I think that one's a waste. I don't know. We'll see. Blazing Angels, another one I feel like is going to be a waste. The port of the Xbox 360 game with motion control and worse graphics.
Worse graphics.
It's got to be. And the next one up on the list is actually one that fits well to the Wii, Cooking Mama.
Cooking Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The DS title. I just hope they don't pull a Trauma Center on us and just port the DS version.
It could be very well a port.
Yeah. I'm tired of seeing that, because the DS was good because the games were original. If you just port them to the Wii, then you're doing the same thing that Sony's doing with the PSP. You're porting the games down to the PSP from the PS2, or you're porting them up from the DS to the Wii.
Which is kind of ironic.
It is ironic, and it's funny, but, you know, just make a new game.
Next generation, you know, the next generation Nintendo system ports games from its portable system that's been out for a couple years now.
I think that's going to be the theme of 2007, ports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, but seems to be the case. Also, some more ports.
Yes.
The Godfather, the Blackhand Edition, or Backhand Edition. I'm sorry. I don't know. I really honestly don't know, and you know, to be honest with you, I don't care. Because I played the Godfather. I skipped it on the Xbox because I was waiting on the 360 version. 360 version comes out, and I'm kind of like, bleh.
Bleh.
I really didn't care. I mean, it was okay, and I like some of the aspects of it, but I just couldn't get into it.
The Backhand Edition. That's cool.
You can slap people around with the Wiimote.
That's pretty funny.
I mean...
Be like, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? You know, it's the family. But, you know, we'll see how it turns out. I mean, just like any other Wii game, if the motion controls are implemented well, it'll be okay. But honestly, who cares about the Godfather game at this point?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. The Ninja Turtle game is also coming to the Wii. So I'm sure it's going to be identical to the 360 version, except it'll have some motion control things going on.
Yeah, be able to use the nunchucks.
God. As if we didn't have any enough, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Lawsuits against Nintendo for Wii straps breaking. They just start acting like, you know, performing Michelangelo in the living room.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I'd be a little scared.
That would be scary.
Also coming, Mortal Kombat Armageddon, which this is kind of cool because the Wii is the only next-gen system getting this version of the game, and it will have motion control in it. But it will be sans online, which kind of hurts.
Yeah.
But the motion control could be cool. I'll check it out. I'm a huge MK junkie, so I'll check that out. And then the last Wii game may or may not hit in these 2 months, but if it does, it'll be a huge one. Is Super Paper Mario.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That looks pretty interesting.
Which is the GameCube version that was canceled, just ported up to the Wii with some motion controls. So, yeah, we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah.
All right, and last on the list is the PS3, which, if you want a definition of the word port, look at this lineup. First off, we have College Hoops 2K7, which came out for the 360 back in the winter. Virtua Fighter 5 is probably the biggest one. It will be only on the PS3 until August, I believe, for the 360, which that's going to be the game.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2 weeks, we're going to get to play Virtua Fighter 5, and the EGM reviews came out. They gave it 2 9.5s and a 10. You know, so
it's looking good. It's looking positive.
I'm really ready for that game. I've been waiting on a new fighter since Dead or Alive 4, and
yeah.
I'm ready. The F1 Championship, if you're into F1 racing, I guess.
Yeah.
MLB 2K7, Def Jam Icon, both 360 as well. Two good games. MotorStorm, that's another one that I have picked for sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to be a sleeper hit because the demo is just so damn good. I mean, I have a PS3, and I literally play that demo more than I play any of my retail-bought games.
Yeah, the PS3 looks like it's going to start picking up momentum.
I think the release of MotorStorm and Virtua Fighter are really going to do well for that system, because
yeah.
Those are two really good games. Also, NBA Street Home Court, which is the same as the 360 version. Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, which, you know, we can give shit to it all day long, but it's a year later. But if you don't own a 360, then this is a great game to pick up in this drought time. This so-called drought time.
So-called.
This is definitely one to pick up. Another port from the 360, Fear.
Fear.
Another great game that if you didn't have a 360, you should pick this up. It's a great game. Armored Core 4. We already talked about that. Rainbow Six Vegas. Another port. But if you don't have a 360, it's definitely worth picking up. The Godfather. We already discussed this about the Wii version, and honestly, I think the PS3 version is going to be even lamer because it's just going to be a 360 port with some added stuff, so not too excited about that. Virtua Tennis 3, which we talked about. Enchanted Arms.
Enchanted Arms for the PS3.
It sucked on the Xbox. I really don't care.
You know, I have not actually played it, but I heard it was just subpar.
It's so frustrating and plain. It's bland. I mean, it's just not fun. I don't even like the character designs, man. I don't like anything about it. I don't know.
So would you say it's like eating spaghetti without the marinara sauce?
Yeah, spaghetti without spaghetti sauce. I mean, it's traditional textbook RPG.
By the book,
very disappointing. Splinter Cell Double Agent. Which, if you hadn't had a chance to play it on the 360, definitely check it out. Be a good game. Adding a few new features like the female Splinter Cell agent, which I got word that the 360 owners will actually get it.
Oh, really?
It'll be downloadable content. So, that's good news.
Yeah.
And the final game, also another baseball game, Sony's first-party MLB 07 The Show, which I don't play baseball games, but I know Wombat does, and I have another friend, another gaming editor that loves baseball games, and The Show is the game. I mean, it is the best all-around baseball experience, according to them, and I'm sure that they're going to be enjoying it on the PS3.
Excellent. So.
But that's our list of spring drought games that are supposedly a drought.
Yeah, over the next couple of months, you know.
This is only between... I picked all the games between February and April. So this is only for a two-month period from right now. These are all the games you have to choose from. And this is only next-gen. Like I mentioned earlier, you still have God of War 2. Rogue Galaxy just came out. There's a shit ton of DS games coming out. The PSP's getting a ton of games coming out. I mean, if you cannot find something to play between now... I mean, unless you own an Xbox only or a GameCube only, you literally have nothing to complain about right now.
No kidding.
I mean, on top of all the stuff you're still playing from Christmas.
Yeah.
So, you know... I don't know. I don't know what the drought is. But, I mean, honestly, do you feel there's a drought going on?
Oh, no. It's hard to keep up. I mean, lately I've been basically buying, like, a game every week. And it's like, I'm actually having to, like, choose between, oh, do I want to buy this game, or that game for this week? You know what I'm saying?
And then you have all the Virtual Console, you have the Xbox Live Arcade, you have Sony starting to ramp up their, you know, PlayStation Store. Seriously, if you can call this a drought, what the hell is a landslide?
A landslide is when there's like 50 games that come out in the same week, and like half of them you must have. That's what you call a landslide.
And that only happens because people don't space out the games. They think they all have to release the week of November 15th.
Yeah.
Which is the same every year. They release every huge franchise between the week of November 15th, which, you know, Grand Theft Auto's coming out October 26th. You know, you have Halo 3, which is due out in November. You have Metal Gear Solid, which is probably going to come out in November. I mean, seriously. And then on top of that, you have all the staple franchises that are coming back. You're sure there'll be a new Tony Hawk. You know, there's going to be, you know, another Call of Duty. There's going to be, you know, the Brothers in Arms. I mean, this is... All in one week is going to kill me.
Yeah.
I prefer it like this because, you know, right now I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know, in 2 weeks I'll have Crackdown and Virtua Fighter. The week after that, you know, I'll have, you know, Bullet Witch. You know, the week after that, I'll have MotorStorm. So, you know, in that span of 2 weeks, I'm full.
Exactly.
I have a ton of games, and it's just, I don't understand the drought. I don't understand it. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, there's plenty to play.
Yeah, that's an understatement in the least. All right, well, we're not going to take a final break. We're going to jump right into our top 10 list. And this is, like I said, we remain true. It's a speedcast. But we're going to jump into our top 10 list in celebration of Valentine's Day.
Oh, with your sweetheart.
So These are the top 10 games or game franchises that you should sit down with your girl or guy. Now, I don't judge. I don't judge, but you should. Or if, well, there might be girls listening.
Yes.
So this
playing Viva Pinata.
Oh, here we go. The girls are sitting there like, stop trading tunicorns for 5 minutes and come and listen to this podcast. But this is the top 10 franchise games that you should definitely play with your sweetheart on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Number 10, coming in at number 10, is pretty much any fighting game. Now, this is a questionable addition because you have to be careful when you play a fighting game with your girl. Because I know when I play fighting games, excuse me, with my girlfriend, I get yelled at because I win every time.
Yeah.
And it's just, she just says it's no fun. So you got to let them win. You should play something like Tekken or DOA where button mashing can win every now and then. So, you know, that might be a little bit better one. Mortal Kombat, not so much. You know, Virtua Fighter, don't play Virtua Fighter with your girlfriend. Especially if you're any good at it. Because, yeah, it's a technical fighter. No, stick to the Tekken, stick it to the DOA. Maybe some Street Fighter, but nah, you know. So, yeah, fighting games are good, but stick to the button mashers.
Oh, yeah.
And that brings us segged right into number 9. Which is another fighting game, Super Smash Brothers.
Good time.
Can you not find, you know, a better game to play with your sweetheart than Smash Brothers?
I don't think I could.
So, you know, if you were playing Smash Brothers with your girlfriend, would you let her win?
I don't know.
Would you get a little competitive?
Probably. Honestly, I'd probably try to keep it stable.
Probably try to keep it even.
Yeah, keep it even.
Make her think she won.
Yeah.
You know, it was like she actually did it really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he's devious.
Yeah.
He's devious. But Smash Brothers is a great game to play with your girl on Valentine's Day. The next up on the list is pretty much anything on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, Bejeweled, Zuma.
Yeah, well, a lot of girls are like, oh, I remember Pac-Man. I played that all the time back in the day. Yeah.
Which was a Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, with 44 titles on Xbox Live Arcade to this day, there probably 40 of them are good to play with, you know, your significant other. Because most of them are a lot of old arcade, like Galaga, you know, Defender. I mean, these are all old games that they can get into. They're real simple. And I'm not saying girls are simple gamers. I'm just saying it's something you can sit down and play with them. So don't send me nasty emails telling me I'm a sexist. I just know from my experience that my girlfriend loves Xbox Live Arcade. And she plays it religiously. I don't even want to talk about it. I think the only games that I get away with on Xbox Live Arcade is Ultimate Mortal Kombat, because I beat the crap out of her in one game. So she don't play with me on that one anymore. And she doesn't really play Lumines. Everything else, she plays. Alright, moving up. The next one. And this is one you wouldn't think of normally. Because, you know, but I think it's the woman lead character that does it. It's Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girls really love to play Tomb Raider. And if you do the shifts, like, you know, me and my girl playing shifts, you take like 30 minutes and you play for 30 minutes and then you hand the controller over regardless of where you are. Unless you're in, like, a boss fight or something. We did that with Legend, and we had a lot of fun with it, you know? Going through together, so...
Interesting.
If you and your girl are sitting around on Valentine's Day, pop in some Legend. You can pick it up now for $29.99 for the 360. The next one up on the list is Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero has a simple satisfaction feeling when you start playing it.
But it isn't a simple game.
No, it can get really hard. But yeah. Some of the early stuff you can play, and it makes you feel accomplished. And if you sit down with your girl and you start playing this, and she starts playing a song on a, you know, and it sounds right coming out of the speakers, especially with Guitar Hero 2 with the co-op mode.
Yeah.
You can be playing the guitar, she'd be playing the bass or whatever, and, you know, good times will be had by all. It's expensive, but good times will be had by all. Next up on the list, every woman's favorite, Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
There's something that women have for the man in green tights.
Yep. Yeah, it's Zelda. It's the magical world.
It is the magical world. There's something that they enjoy about a man risking everything to save the girl.
Going through great depths of deviousness.
Yes, and fighting off Ganondorf to rescue the princess.
Yeah, saving the world at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of like an RPG.
Yeah.
Next up, WarioWare. Nothing gets a girl into games more than WarioWare. I tell you what, we played WarioWare Smooth Moves for the Wii, and she just loved it. And she jumped up, and she got crazy with the Wii mode, and it makes you look ridiculous a lot of times, but that's half the fun of the game.
Yeah, that's a good portion of what makes that game entertaining.
Yeah, and its appeal is just, it's universal. I don't care who you are. I mean, and that's a great multiplayer game. WarioWare is not one of those games you play by yourself. It's all about multiplayer. Even though you usually are playing by yourself, there should be people in the room.
So they can laugh at you.
So they can laugh at you and make jokes, and that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Next up on the list is Wii Sports.
Oh, snap.
Now, this one also gets expensive because you're going to need at least two Wiimotes and two sets of nunchucks so that you can punch each other.
Yeah.
So the next time you get in a fight over, you know, what you're going to watch on TV, Brokeback Mountain or Jackie Chan, you can get into a little boxing action on the Wii Sports.
That is a dilemma right there.
Yeah, because I don't want to watch Brokeback Mountain. And I'm sure she doesn't want to watch Jackie Chan action flick number 45. You know, so you just duke it out in Wii Sports and you don't fight anymore.
Yeah.
And then you get in some bowling and some tennis and you waggle and you have a good time.
Waggle.
Waggle. And wow, the cliche just popped right back up as number two is Viva Pinata.
Viva Pinata. Oh.
This is a game for girls.
It's got candy in it.
It's got candy in the collection aspect, and you can dress up your pinata like a little doll.
Oh.
You can put little hats
cute.
And stuff on it and sunglasses, and chicks really dig the Viva Pinata.
Yeah.
I mean, she got obsessed and took over my garden.
It's got a garden in it, too.
Yeah, it's got a garden.
Yeah, it's got a garden.
You got to maintain it. You got to plant flowers. You got to water them. You got to collect fruit, so... It's a good game, and it's really sadly overlooked, but it's a really good game that you can both play and you'll have a good time with. And the number one game to play with your sweetheart on Valentine's Day, Mario Kart.
Which one?
Any of them.
Any of them.
Any Mario Kart is good. I'd say stay away from Double Dash. Double Dash just kind of took the formula and fucked it up, I want to say. Seriously, I mean, I love Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo. I love it for the 64. I even love it for the DS. But the Double Dash just didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
So if you have a Wii, go to the Virtual Console, download Mario Kart 64, and just have a ball. Because that is just... How can you not have fun with Mario Kart? And who can't play Mario Kart?
Yeah.
I mean, my grandmother could play Mario Kart. And she's dead.
Oh.
That was a moment of silence for my grandmother.
Yeah, that was a moment of silence.
So, with Valentine's Day less than a week away, those are the top 10 games you should play with your sweetheart on the VD Day.
Oh, yeah.
I call it the VD Day. Such a bad connotation.
The VD Day?
VD Day.
Yeah.
VD is not good. But Valentine's Day is.
Aw.
So spend it with your sweetheart playing Mario Kart.
Sweetheart?
Sweetheart. So how you plan on spending your Valentine's Day, Gambus Khan?
I guess with a girl.
With a girl?
Yeah.
Just anyone? Just random guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Pick one up off the street?
Yeah, just any girl, yeah. Be like, what's up? Valentine's Day.
How's it going? I'm Khan. V-Khan.
V-Khan.
Maybe you've heard of me.
Yeah.
You're coming to my house, we're playing Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And some Viva Pinata.
And some Viva Pinata, because girls play Viva Pinata. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up, and we're going to take it home. If you have any questions, be sure to send them to us. questions@zgamedomain.com. And be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Who knows what the topic will be, but I'm sure we'll all be playing some new stuff.
Yeah.
And also, if you have any complaints and you want to talk to Gambus Khan, go on to the forums at zgamedomain.com/forum. He's on there raising a fuss right now, yelling at people.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
He's crazy. He wants to talk to robots.
Yeah.
But if you're a spam bot, stay off the site. We don't want you there. We don't
robots.
Need any more naked pictures of Britney Spears.
No.
Seriously, we don't need any more. We don't need any more Angelina Jolie porn links. We don't need any more. We don't need our penises enlarged anymore. Seriously. Stay off the site. The damn spam bots. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up for this week, February 8th, 2007. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Make sure you you be safe and remember the day. Don't make plans to play Xbox Live on Valentine's Day. Don't be an idiot.
Don't be
an idiot. Yeah, let your Xbox cool off for one day. God knows it needs it. But we're going to hop out of here, so Mr. Khan, if you would, take me out. Sick.